You know, you hope Andre and Champ come back, but this may not only you but the other two young corners put you guys in the spotlight. You feel like you deserve any bigger challenge than Peyton Manning coming in here with the Colts?
Nah, I mean it ain't. You know, growing up we used to watch Peyton Manning, so you know it's kind of tough thing to talk about. But I mean, you know, we just go out and do our job and do what we know we can do, and you know, hopefully we come out in the right position.
Why do you think you guys are ready for this challenge? I mean, I was talking to Ronaldo, and they said that you guys, the way you carry yourself and prepare is impressive. But yet, going on the field is different than watching it. Mm-hmm. Why do you feel you guys are ready for if you were put into a challenge like this as a group or young players?
I mean, it's a big challenge, but, you know, I really wouldn't look at it, you know, too much different than any other challenge. I mean, you know, everybody's in the NFL, everybody's a professional, and, you know, Peyton is a very good player. But, I mean, you know, we take a lot of coaching. We take a lot of things from the vets, and, you know, they help us out a lot. And, you know, we just go out and do what we coach to do.
Do you have a Peyton Manning memory from years gone by?
I mean, you know, there's a lot of them. So you can't really point out too many. But, you know, all I can say is he's a great player.
Are you going to be healthy to play?
Oh, I'm great. Yeah, I'm good. You know, I'm just in there, you know, chopping it up with the trainers, you know, talking to the trainers a little bit or whatever. But, sure. You know, I'm good.
What has the experience been like for you and Cassius and Saquon coming in here with guys like Dawkins and Champ and Ronaldo and the way they study and prepare?
I mean, it's a great experience. You know, first off, when you speak of, you know, Champ and Dawk, you really can't say much more. You know, in my opinion, they're two Hall of Famers, you know, future Hall of Famers, you know, in my opinion. But, you know, the rest of the vets, Ronaldo here, Andre Goodman, you know, those are four vets. You know, they've been in the game a long time. They know the offenses. They know the schemes. They know a lot of small things that help us out. So, you know, we take a lot of coaches from them, and we just go out and, you know, do what they ask us to do.
Were you guys intimidated to ask them advice when you first got here? And how did they change that?
Actually, it kind of was, but then at the same time, it wasn't. You know, my first party was Champ. You know, I kind of talked to him a little bit before I even got down here. So, you know, I went to Champ a little bit. Coach Ed, you know, I went to him more than enough. And, you know, he kind of told me, you know, go to him anytime you want. I was kind of nervous to go to Doc a little bit, you know, because of the things I heard. But overall, they've all been helping me a lot. So, you know, it's kind of come by smooth now.
What did you heard about that?
Well, first off, you know, I still hear things right now. I actually see it for myself in the locker room. He's kind of a person you kind of get, you're kind of nervous to get around. You know, the things that he does in the locker room is not normal. You know, you don't see those in everybody's locker room. So, you know, the things that he does to get ready, it's kind of intimidating to everybody.
Looking back now over the offseason, preseason, how much did it help you that they're throwing you out there with the first team as early as OTAs, and then you're playing a lot with the ones during preseason?
Man, it helped a lot. You know, you kind of get a lot of calls, kind of get used to how people play. You know, everybody play different, you know, but the ones, you know, you get in with them, it's a lot of different calls. They expect you to know more. So, you know, that's why I say I go to Champ for everything, because, you know, I ask him, like, a lot of the small things that people don't see on the field. So he's kind of the one person that helped me out. But, you know, going in with the ones over preseason kind of helped me out a lot. Whenever, you know, Andre or Champ go down, I get in, fit in real good.
Should Champ and or Andre not be able to play, you figure you're going to huddle up with those guys quite a bit this week?
Regardless, you know, if they're playing or not, I think I'm about to fit in big time. Yeah, you know, I'm prepared for it. You know, I'm ready. You know, I got a lot of coaching, you know, still coming forward for this week. So I just got to take it all in.
You seem like such a confident player. Have you always been that way? I mean, is that something that's built up over time?
It's kind of good to go in with confidence. You know, you go in with confidence and not nervous. Like, you know the defense. You know all the calls. You kind of know the schemes of offense. You know what they're running. So, you know, go in with a lot of confidence. And then at the same time, you know, in front of 70-some thousand people, I mean, that's how you get that adrenaline rush. So, that's kind of one of the things that helped me out a lot. I don't look at nobody differently. I kind of look at everybody on the same level until they prove different. I don't go by what, you know, people say and, you know, what's in the newspapers and, you know, all that. I just, you know, go out and ball. You know, help out my teammates best way I can. You know, that's kind of what I look forward to.
What kind of moment was that yesterday for you?
Yesterday, they kind of threw me out there. You know, Andre Goodman got hurt, you know, on the play. I wasn't even prepared, you know, to go in. You know, I just heard 32 go in and grab my helmet, and they went at me first play. So, I kind of know what they expect now, you know, for the rest of the season, what's going to happen when I go in.
Where were you on the sideline when the call came in? Were you standing with coaches? Were you sitting down?
No, I was actually on the sideline, you know, stretching my legs out a little bit, you know. Special teams at the beginning, you know, first quarter. I think it was like late first, early second quarter. Mm-hmm. You know, I kind of hurt my leg a little bit. So I was out actually stretching my leg. And out of nowhere, I just heard, you know, 32 go in. And, you know, it kind of shocked me. But it was something that I expected. You know, I was going in for a lot of third down plays. But, you know, when one of them go down, you know, I'm the next one in. So, you know, I kind of put my mind forward to that.
So after the pick, did you catch any grief for the flag you drew? Or were they giving you pats on the back?
They was giving me pats on the back. I actually didn't even know I had the flag at first until I got to the sideline. And, you know, the coaches harassed me about it. Right now, you know, all the players, they mess with me about it. So I really don't know what's going to happen with that. But I didn't.
Was that just a reaction?
Yeah, it was a reaction. You know, it's my first interception. Right. It felt good, actually. The real season, you know, getting an interception, you know, second game of the season, you know, that's kind of a great feeling. Kind of take a lot off your back, and you can kind of play in more comfort mode.
You said that he went after you the first play. Hasbeck, veteran quarterback. You think veteran quarterbacks generally have a radar where immediately they know a rookie's in there?
Oh, of course. I mean, you know, you see somebody, you know, a 9-year veteran run off the field, and you see a, you know, first year come in. Of course they come in. Cause I actually think they did catch his run the same way later in the game. First play, they went deep on him. And, you know, I guess it's what we just got to expect for things like that to happen.